Hello, everyone, and welcome to Patriot Underground. Today is September 11th, 2022. Thank you so much for joining me, folks, to discover the truth beneath the surface. I really do appreciate everybody out there taking the time to listen. So I'm going to take you guys with me on a coffee chat this morning. And as usual, there's no shortage of subjects to get into. It's been a while since I've done a coffee chat, and I really do love these opportunities to speak with you guys about what's going on in the world and have it be a little bit less formal, a little bit less scripted. But what's going to happen next, folks? I mean, London Bridge has fallen, and now we know that the gauntlet has been thrown down and that we are really in the final stage, or the final act, you might say, of this drama. And one way or another, things are going to get absolutely chaotic over the next few weeks. And I've been speculating right along with you guys this entire time, you know, what's going to be the big trigger? What's going to be the big event that's going to set everything in motion? And while we never really could answer that question, we can only really gather the hints and look at all the intel and try to come up with a picture that seems like it might make sense. The reality is that none of us know what the big trigger is going to be. However, we always knew that the death of the Queen was going to be the big marker, and it was going to be the moment that was going to signify that everything that we've been hoping and praying and really knowing ultimately that God is going to deliver us from is actually going to commence. I mean, this is truly, truly an amazing time to be alive. And everybody that I talk to who is awake and aware is saying the same thing, that the energy has been changing gradually, but really over the past few days even, people are saying that the sun seems like it's brighter. Can't even really look at it. The energy in the air feels different. And all of us know why. And I do believe that other folks out there probably can sense that something major is happening, even though they may not want to admit it to themselves, even though they might not even be conscious of it. It may just be a subconscious feeling that they have, but we know that our ascension moment has arrived. And it has to be, unfortunately, a very painful birthing process, as a lot of people have used that metaphor. And of course, never having gone through birth pains, I hesitate to do that, but I can certainly understand the metaphor of this is really the most difficult, painful struggle that we have to go through this moment in time. But what comes after that, of course, is going to make everything that we went through worth having gone through. And I do believe that all of us are going to share that sentiment. Now, it's amazing to witness how this structure has been taken down. And we know that the Queen, of course, is now gone. And we also know that the Pope has dissolved the Knights of Malta in the Vatican. And we're getting increasing reminders and reports about the Pope's health. I mean, I just posted on Telegram or shared it the other day, a photo of the Pope getting hoisted out of a wheelchair. Now, we also know that this isn't the real Pope. We also have talked about the CGI and the Pope, just like all the other major world figures, has already been removed. And this is all about rolling this out for the public so that everybody understands and comes up to speed at the right time and at the appropriate pace. And as much as we get frustrated about all that, and we've been talking about that now for about a year and a half, especially when I do my coffee chats, I really get into this because it's just unavoidable to deny that we are frustrated and we've been angry and we've been waiting and hoping and praying that all of these things are going to happen. We've gone through periods of time, I'm sure. I mean, at least I know I have, where, you know, my dark moments, I've really wondered, am I crazy? Am I delusional? I mean, the enemy has used all types of psychological warfare against us collectively, and I do believe individually as well, because I certainly know that from my own experience, and certainly from my research even before I started doing a podcast, but from my own experience, I knew that once people break out of the paradigm and once you struggle to get free of the matrix and start making moves and moving toward the exits and start getting vocal, especially spreading the truth, that you're going to be targeted and attacked. Now, I was prepared and still am prepared for those types of things because I understand that that's the risk that you take, and that's part of what I signed up for. I mean, certainly I hope that it never happens in a physical, kinetic way, but regardless, it certainly has happened in a spiritual way. And I know that the things that I've been through over the past, even the past 6 months, going back to March, April, around that time, and know that I've been attacked spiritually, and I can sense dark energy. I can sense a whole bunch of different elements that I've never felt before in my life converging and trying to get me to think a certain way, trying to get me to give up, trying to get me to doubt myself, and really just, well, that's really the devil's playground. He injects thoughts into your head. He can't control your heart. God controls the heart, but the devil can inject all different types of thoughts into your head to try to shake you and to break your faith and to get you once again to be living in fear, because that's exactly where he wants you. And over the past 6 months, I've experienced quite a bit of that. So many things about past have come up, things that I thought I'd already moved on from. A lot of my insecurities, a lot of my fears. This is what the devil preys on. This is what he uses to try to get all of us to abandon our faith, especially at crucial moments like the one that we're in right now. And of course, this past couple of years, we can say, has been a crucial moment. I mean, in the grand scheme of things, in the grand scope of time, we all know that this couple of year period that we've been through, I mean, heck, even if you want to go back to the beginning when Trump announced his candidacy, even if you want to go back 7 years, I mean, we're talking about an absolute blip on the overall timeline, if you will. Nevertheless, these past couple of years, especially, I mean, I don't know about you folks, but it feels like it's been a decade. I mean, it's just been absolutely painful to go through these past couple of years, but it's all been necessary. It's all been for a reason. And, you know, the stuff that I've gone through, I know that other people have gone through as well. I've talked to people that I've interviewed, and they've been very open about it. I mean, I had a great conversation with Jim Willie before and after the last time I had him on, and he was talking about exactly that. I mean, when you put yourself out there, you are targeted. And honestly, it's a little bit frightening when it does happen, but when you come through it and you start to realize that it's all being done for a reason, and that the entire time, just like everything that led you up into this point to get here to begin with, this entire time, it's all just preparation for what comes next. And I don't know about you folks, but sometimes I have a difficult time when I'm in a relatively comfortable place in my life. And I have to tell you that regardless of what's been going on in the world, for me personally, having the experience of this podcast and having this amazing digital family and this incredible network of support that I've been blessed to receive, it's been one of the greatest times of my life. In fact, I think it's been the greatest time of my life this past couple of years. I mean, it's been about a year and a half. I can't even say 2 years. It's been about a year and a half since I started this journey. And it's been absolutely amazing. I just can't even put into words how much my life has changed and how much richer and fuller it's become as a result. But that doesn't mean that God is done shaping me and molding me. It doesn't mean that I'm not going to have to continue to go through struggles. And I'll tell you, when I started to build this digital family, I started to form these relationships with so many amazing people, and that continues to happen. My network of support just continues to grow. It's incredible, but I got to a point that I didn't want to leave. You know, I was very comfortable where I was, and certainly life never stops happening. Things continue to happen, and life always has a way of complicating whatever it is that, whatever scenario it is that you don't want to disturb. You know, life always has a way of sending some waves in there and shaking things up a bit. And it's not been easy. In fact, if I'm being completely honest, one of the reasons that I haven't done too many copy chats is because I've had a really difficult time doing them. I've had many, many weekends. Of course, I haven't really talked about this at all, but I've had many weekends where I've driven around and attempted to do copy chats and been stumbling and not been able to put my thoughts together, my words together the way I normally do. And that's all part of the spiritual attack. This is something that just kind of happened. It gradually happened. One day I realized I was really struggling, and it caused me to go deep inside of my head and become fearful, doubt myself, doubt my abilities, doubt my role, and whatever it is that I'm contributing to the Great Awakening. All of these things started to happen. But the beautiful thing, beautiful countermeasure that God put in place were people in my life who were there to remind me that I'm exactly where I'm supposed to be at this given moment. And that sometimes God has us go down a certain path for a season. And then, of course, he may decide that we need to go down another path. He may have another purpose for us. Sometimes we don't want to go down those paths. We don't always want to follow his will. And one of the things that I've struggled with too is that when something goes wrong in my life, I'm typically the first one to blame myself. That's generally what I do. If something isn't working out, I say, okay, well, what am I doing wrong? And I've also learned on this journey as a result of some angels that God has put in my life that that's never been the case. It's not always, I shouldn't say never, but in this case, certainly, that's not what's going on. It's not because I did something wrong or I'm not following the right path. It's because my journey is continuing to evolve and change. And I've learned so much on a spiritual level from my audience. And I've learned so much as a result of putting myself into this position and forcing myself to confront a lot of things from my past that, like I said, I thought that I was over with. I thought that was already done. But things have a funny way sometimes of popping back up. And all of it's been to strengthen me and to cause me to go deeper and to get closer to God. Even though sometimes I get angry with God, and I'll be perfectly honest about it, my relationship with my Creator, it's very emotional sometimes. It's very raw, but more than anything, it's just honest. And I go to God with everything. I give God everything because I got to that point in my life a long time ago, long before I started this, where I made that decision that one way or another, I was going to put my life in God's hands and I was going to do the best that I could to try to follow his will for my life and let him determine what the outcome is going to be. Because I got to that place where I'm sure all of you got to eventually, where you just realized you couldn't trust the world. You couldn't trust anything that you were taught, anything you were raised to believe. All of these things turned out to be lies. And for me, I guess maybe for some people that would cause them to turn away from God, but for me, it just caused me to get closer. And every time something has happened in my life that's been traumatic or painful, it always brings me closer to him. And so even though I go through these periods where it's deeply uncomfortable and I get angry and I sometimes rage and I yell at God and because I don't understand, you know. And my first impulse when I'm going through something that I don't understand is to get angry. But I'm also very well aware that at the root of anger is fear. And at the root of fear is a lack of faith. And that is exactly what God is working on with me. And I do believe probably with all of us as well. I don't know. A lot of you guys out there, your individual stories, of course. Maybe someday I'll learn your individual story. But I can tell you that the people who have reached out to me and I've developed relationships with, I've just been amazed at how many similarities there are between my life story and your life story. And even though the details are always different, the feelings, the emotions, the process that we're going through, it's the same. It's universal. And for us, the awakened, just like they say, iron sharpens iron. You know, I feel the same way spiritually when I'm around like-minded people, like-hearted people, like all of you. And I get to hear feedback and I get to hear and experience your resonance with my story and my words. It just strengthens me spiritually. And it fills me up with a passion that I don't even know how to begin to describe. And you know something, one of the hardest parts about this period that I've been going through, where it's been difficult for me at certain points to do coffee chats or even sometimes just to do podcasts, is because I feel this passion inside of me that's just burning. And all I want to do is give you, the audience, the best of me as often as I possibly can. And when I get in situations where I get in my car and I'm just unable to do it. I don't know how to explain to you how frustrating that is and how much it fills me with anger and fills me with really just rage sometimes, because all I want to do is express to everyone out there and to give everybody out there everything that I possibly can from my heart to yours, to try to give people hope, to try to bolster their spirits, to give them strength, and to share these feelings that I, for whatever reason, the Lord has given me the ability to put into words that other people just haven't really heard expressed in that way. And I guess at a certain point when I started to realize that when I was reading my comments and people were connecting with me, At first, I was just kind of overwhelmed by it, and I really didn't even understand. But then I gradually became aware and started to understand that this is the gift that I've been blessed with, is to be able to put into words what so many people are feeling and to have it be something that is a shared experience. And I mean, I get emotional when I talk about it, because just my whole life, and I've said this before, it's just my whole life, I've always been trying to do exactly what I'm doing now with you, the audience, and nobody ever wanted to listen. And it just moves me so deeply that there are people out there that feel the same way I do. Because I felt so alone for such a long time. And even though I have this platform now and I have this audience and so much has changed in my life, and I drive around these same roads and these same streets, and I realize how far I've come, and yet I also am never going to forget how isolated and alone that I was, that drove me to do this. And I realized that this is the gift that God was waiting to give to me. And the gift it's not the platform, it's not even the podcast, it's what the podcast has given me. And that's all of you. And, recently I've been focusing a lot. I've been talking a lot about, at the end of all this, how much is going to be different in our society and in our world, in terms of our mindset. And you've heard me talk a lot about how the cabal has, over generations, just indoctrinated this mindset, beaten this mindset inside of everyone, that we're born into this sick, cynical world. And, I have children. I think it's pretty clear. I've talked about it before, and I'm sure many of you out there have yourself, or, maybe your kids are grown up now, but, I look at my children and I just think to myself, how is it possible that we live in a world where somehow people are led to believe or led to think that there's anything more important than protecting our children and protecting innocence in general, not just our children, but just having that fierce instinct to attack and to repel any sort of threat on our innocence. And then to see what this world has become, obviously we know what's been happening, the dark satanic evil. But even on the surface, folks, even the stuff that people can see, and you just look at what they've convinced everyone out there is so important, the mindset that they've given us. And it's not so much about one specific quality or attribute. It's not necessarily something you could even pinpoint with one word. It's a whole host of self-centered ideas and self-centered attitudes and narcissistic, apathetic, cynical ways. In a million different attack vectors, they've been able to inject this, even subconsciously, into people. And that's how we've lost our way. We've been given all of these distractions. We've been given all of these illusions to follow and to pursue our own selfish little desires. And they've built a world that's designed to keep us apart, to keep us separated, to keep us always looking for the next external object that's going to somehow fulfill what's empty on the inside, that void. And, you know, I think one of the things that separates us from the sheep out there, or for the normies, whatever you want to call them, is that we're aware of what's going on in our subconscious. Gradually, our subconscious has risen to the conscious level. And that's really what ascension is all about. Whereas the rest of society still have the blinders on. They still have the ability, I've said many times, to hit the snooze button in terms of awakening. But really, it's the ability to turn away from their subconscious, from the things that are inside of them, that are talking to them. Because I happen to believe that unless you are inherently evil, that God is inside of all of us. And he's always speaking to us. And he's always prompting us. It's just that his voice can very easily get drowned out by everything that the devil puts in our way. And that's the world that we live in. When you think about the things that we should value, the things that we should care about, the way that we should behave, the way that we should be coming together and building a better world, how all of our priorities are completely upside down. That's the devil. But that doesn't mean that God still isn't there. Inside of all of us. God is everywhere, yes, but God is inside of us, most importantly, because we are manifestations of God. And no matter what the devil puts in our way, no matter what he puts on our path, God is there. I know. I mean, I'm living proof of that, folks. I should have probably died 100 times in my life. And yet somehow, some way, I was spared. And I recognize it's because whether I was aware of it, whether I wasn't, at a conscious level, my heart was always an open invitation for God. I never once in my life can honestly say that aside from a moment of anger or a moment of rage, that I ever turned away from my Creator, at least made that conscious decision. That's not to say that I haven't sinned, folks, and that I haven't made a million different mistakes. Because I have. I've done many, many things in my life that I wish I could take back, just like all of you. And yes, I do have some regrets in my life. And who knows, I'll get to a certain point where I'm not too concerned about those things. Or maybe I still got a lot of growing up going to do. You know, I'm in my early 40s. I still got a lot of growing up to do. But I can definitely look back on my life and know that I've always had a relationship with God, and I've never had an instinct or a desire ever to turn away from him. I've been angry at him, but it's always been because I felt like he wasn't listening or he wasn't I don't know. I felt like maybe I was angry because I wanted so many things to happen in my life that didn't happen. And I was in so much pain and I didn't understand why. And I was angry at God because I was trying to just do everything that I could to please him so that the pain would go away. And gosh, I remember that. And you can tell, I mean, when I talk about it, the emotions, man, when I pull them up and I can still go there and I can still remember how painful it was. And how angry I was at him because I felt like he was setting the bar too high, you know, or that somehow I was being put in a position that I was just, no matter what I did, just no matter what direction I went down, I just seemed like I was always stonewalled in terms of finding any kind of peace, finding any kind of fulfillment. And that's why I get so emotional about the audience and this journey, because that's exactly what you've given me. It's what he's given me through you. That sense of peace that has always been so elusive. But, you know, there's my experience, and of course there's your experience, and then there's our collective experience. And I do believe that each one is a reflection of the other, and it's all a part of the whole. And that our individual journeys, as I've said many times, these solitary roads that we've traveled down to get here has led us to this broad highway now, where we can all be together and we don't have to feel alone anymore. And that's the amazing thing, is just the gift of realizing in this world where you've felt so alone for such a long time that you never were, and that there were always people out there who felt the same way as you. There were always people out there who didn't believe the lies. There were always folks out there who rejected on a spiritual level this world. And that's a very painful place to be, as we all know. I mean, to be in a place where your spirit is rejecting what you think is reality. And then, of course, you come to realize that reality is a lot different than what they're portraying. It's actually the inverse. That's what they're giving you, and you understand why you rejected it in the first place. But before you get to that point, man, that's a painful place to be. And all of us have been there. And now, here we are, September 11th of 2022, 2 days or 3 days after the Queen's death. Roe v. Wade has been overturned. The Georgia Guidestones have been brought down. We are on the cusp of the most incredible moment. This big event that we're going to go through, folks, as scary as it's going to be, is going to lead us to literally propel us like a rocket to the next level. And it's going to be painful. That's undeniable. It's absolutely undeniable. But you know what? We've been talking about this now, even though I said it's a blip in the grand scheme of things, it feels like a very long time where we've been going through all of these different wargaming ideas about what's going to happen and the sequence of things and what's it going to be like. And at the end of the day, folks, there's no way to really predict it, as we know, but we do know the essence of what we're going to go through is going to push humanity to the precipice of destruction. It's a near-death experience. And like I've said before, God has blessed us by giving us advanced knowledge. Even though we don't know the entire plan and how it's going to all work out, play out, like we've heard Juan and many other people say, there are probably less than 10 people in the world who know exactly what the plan is. That was never the intention for us to figure it out, but rather to sift through all the intel and, of course, all the disinformation, to sharpen our discernment, to come together, to unify, most importantly, in goodwill and love, because these are exactly the emotions and the feelings and the energy, most importantly, that the enemy has fought so long and so hard to keep out of this world. They don't want a world of goodwill. They don't want a world of love and of friendship and of charity and of empathy and of compassion. They don't want the best of God's qualities that he's instilled in all of us to be the currency that we operate in. They want our currency to be backed by nothing. And if you look at their fiat system and you compare it to their value system and the illusion that we are living in inside of this matrix, it all fits together. It's just a vaporous deception. And that deception, just like vapor, even though when it first appears, you can't see through any of it. But very quickly, it starts to dissolve. And we're at that point where the vapor is starting to dissolve and all of the illusions are being exposed for what they are. Now, people, the general public out there, they don't understand that yet. But certainly they can see for themselves the corruption within the FBI, the two-tier justice system, the fact that the election was stolen, the fact that COVID and the whole bioweapon hoax, I mean, again, they don't know yet that it's a bioweapon, but they certainly can say, the ones who have any integrity, the ones who even have half of a brain that's still operational can say, wait a second, all the other vaccines that have ever existed have been intended to be, well, curatives or preventatives, I should say, that are going to prevent you from getting that disease. And what has this done? It's actually just exacerbated. And, you know, folks out there who have never been sick before, all of a sudden they're getting sick all the time. I keep hearing this over and over and over again. And these are people that aren't awake, but they're starting to ask the important questions. They're starting to wake up and connect the dots and say, wait a minute, something is wrong with this narrative. And it's a wonderful thing to see, but like I've said, without a big event, without a shock and awe period, and I do believe it's going to be a period of time. My best guess is probably about 10 days, 2 weeks, where it's going to be really, really scary. And it's probably going to involve a blackout. It's probably going to involve the grid going down. It's more than likely going to involve a military standoff, like I've talked about, because that's really the end game. And it's going to be frightening. I do believe that people aren't going to be able to access cash. I think the food shortages that we've been talking about now for months, all of this stuff is going to come to a head at the same time. And it does appear, yes, that the enemy is poising themselves to use climate change as a way to, I guess, create a narrative that somehow fits with where they're still trying to go. But I'm convinced and have been for a long time, and I know that everyone out there who listens to me knows that I believe that this is all a pantomime. I do believe that all of the major cabal leadership have been either taken out or have surrendered. But I also have said many times, that doesn't mean that we're out of the woods. You know, people have said, oh, you're contradicting yourself because you're saying that the cabal surrendered, but that we have to still watch out for false flags. Well, to clarify that point a little bit, yes, the leadership, the top tiers of the leadership, and really even the mid-level leadership at this point has been taken out. But that doesn't mean that they still don't have an army of crazies out there and that they still don't have tricks up their sleeve, doomsday plans. I've said many times, heck, I've talked about the 5G towers. I do believe that the white hats have neutralized that, but it's still a possibility that they have some sort of a doomsday weapon. And we need to be very, very careful. And we need to have our heads on a swivel. I do believe that all of us are going to be safe so long as we don't get goaded into violence, so long as we don't get tricked in the 11th hour. Because I do think, and this is something that I've been stressing a lot, because once this big event happens, the emotional level in this country, the energy, the emotions are going to be raised so high that it could cause certain people to react in ways that they normally wouldn't. And who knows, maybe 5G will play a role in that. Or again, I don't know how this is all going to play out. Nobody really does. At least nobody that's out there talking, let's put it that way, or analyzing it, because I can assure you the people who do know, they're not doing interviews and, you know, they're not on podcasts and spreading out or laying out the entire plan for people. That's just not happening. But one way or another, this situation is going to come to a head and it's going to be frightening. And that emotional level, that emotional charge does have the potential. And this is what we need to be very careful of as patriots. It does have the potential to push a lot of people over the edge. And, you know, a lot of folks out there openly admit that they are running on fumes right now. And when you're in a situation like that, and you're overtired, and you're frustrated, and you're worn down and beaten down in the way that we all are, and then something really shocking and awful happens, at least on the surface level, like, you know, arresting Trump or you know, any number of things that they could do to try to elicit an emotional response from the patriots to get us to become violent. And that's the one thing I do believe that we have to be very careful about and we have to avoid. And I think that if we avoid that, because we've not fallen into any of their other traps up until this point. And we've recognized them all as such, as tricks and traps that are meant to ensnare us. And as long as we don't go down that road, and we have faith that the military is in position and the military is in full control, and they have all of the countermeasures in place, that's the faith that I do believe that we have to have in our military at this point. And yes, we still have to, like I said, keep our heads on a swivel. I wouldn't, at this point, go anywhere that's a massive gathering, a public gathering of people. I would probably tend to avoid those types of situations just because I know that there are elements of the enemy out there that are going to fight to the bitter end, because these are folks that are committed to evil. It's just that simple. But once this period is over, and this is the part I think that we all have to remember as well, as things are getting really, really intense and shocking, that once this is over, there's going to be a whole separate curtain that's going to be drawn back. And behind that curtain is going to be the truth. You see, we have to go through the death process of the illusion. And that's going to be painful for people, because it's everything that they've ever known. The matrix has to collapse. And of course, there's so many different aspects to the matrix. I've broken it down before, but it's a complex web that is what people perceive to be reality. And that needs to come down. But once that comes down and the devolution process reaches its climax, and all of the painful information has come out into the open, all of the darkness and the evil has been exposed and sanitized by the light, this second curtain is going to open up. And behind that curtain, we're going to find out the truth about everything, about who we really are, what our innate powers are, our innate abilities that have been completely shut off. Why is it that we only use a very small fraction of our brain? What's going to happen when our DNA is restored to what God intended it to be? What's going to happen when we all have access to these new medical treatments, these breakthrough technologies that are beyond our wildest dreams? And I do believe that they exist. The med beds that really can do so many different things. I've heard there are multiple different types. There are types that can regrow limbs. They go down to the etheric blueprint and they can completely regenerate body parts. Not to mention heal psychological trauma in these light chambers, which I think all of us could use, quite frankly. And that's just the tip of the iceberg, folks. We're talking about a curtain that's going to open up, and this new era is going to begin that we pioneered and that only happened because of our perseverance. Because I can tell you this, folks, even if the military and Trump and the alliance did everything that they possibly could, as they've done up until this point, even if they did that, if the American people and the people of the world weren't receptive to it, if we weren't ready, if we weren't thirsting for justice and for the truth, if we weren't passionate enough to be able to be willing to risk laying it all on the line, including our lives if necessary, to build this better world, then none of it would have happened. I've said it many times, folks, the real essence of power is the collective action of we the people. It's the collective spirit of we the people. And that's really what good and evil have been at war over this entire time. So we have always been the plan. It's just a question of which side. Is it going to be good or evil that control the most powerful force on earth? And that is us. That is our collective energy and our will and our desire to manifest whatever it is that's put in front of us that we believe is in our best interest. And of course, that's what this matrix has been all about. This great deception is getting us to manifest something that was in the enemy's best interest and that was literally meant for our destruction. But you have to admit, they've done a masterful job in gaslighting and deceiving people. I mean, there's so many different elements to it. It's spiritual, it's psychological, it's scientific. I've said many times, and I've talked about how they have mapped out the human psyche. They know the way that our brain operates better than we do. But all of it is coming crashing down on them right now. And it's because despite everything, like I said earlier, despite everything that they put in front of us, despite every weapon, silent or otherwise, that they've wielded against us, they have never been able to corrupt the heart of the children of Adam. And that's why we're still here. Because no matter what we've gone through, and I've talked about my personal journey, you have your personal journey, but no matter what we've gone through, they've never been able to crush our spirit. They've never been able to disconnect us from our Father in heaven, from our Creator. And that is the reason that we're here, folks. And it's an absolutely amazing time to be alive. So hopefully you guys enjoyed this coffee chat this morning. I'm going to sign off because I have some things I need to do today. But it was refreshing to do a coffee chat and to get one out today. So again, I hope you guys enjoy. Please let me know in the comments. Please leave a like if you did enjoy. Make sure you subscribe to the different platforms I'm on. I'm on BitChute, Rumble, and Podbean. Make sure you leave a comment. Let me know what you thought of the podcast today. Also, there are links in the description for my Telegram account. So if you haven't subscribed to me on Telegram and Truth Social, there are links in the description there. Also, folks, please check out patriotunderground.shop. Recently, I've added some new items, some Eagle logo t-shirts, really cool looking, very affordably priced. It's a great way to support me financially, and God bless all the people out there who have already done that. You can also make a monthly pledge on Patreon, and this helps me out enormously, just knowing that I have folks out there who are committed to the journey that I'm on and the work that I'm doing and supporting me. It's making all the difference in the world. So thank you, everybody out there. I love you all. And one more thing, folks, don't forget PatriotSwitch.com. Incredible company. I put the link in the description. All you have to do is click on it, and my team will contact you, and they're going to start you on the most amazing shopping journey, I'm sure, that you've been through. At least for me, it's been an absolutely amazing experience having made the switch, knowing that not only am I getting access to these amazing products, which are far superior to anything that I've ever used before, but just knowing that at the same time that my money is not going toward Walmart and to Target and to all of these big box stores and filtered ultimately to the enemy. And just knowing that in and of itself makes that worthwhile for me. And I'm sure that the 2 million plus people out there who have already made the switch would say the same. So give it a shot, folks. Nothing ventured, nothing gained. Click the link in the description. I won't steer you wrong. All right, everyone. Thank you so much for listening. God bless and Godspeed. Enjoy the rest of your weekend. Patriot out.